As of last Wednesday, the statewide mandate for communities to create a comprehensive growth plan is headed for the dustbin. The Joint Finance Committee voted to repeal the law and cut $2 million in funding earmarked to help towns and villages complete their plans. Republican State Representative David Ward says money isn't the issue. He says communities don't need the state to tell them when and how to plan.
I believe that the best plans come up when the community makes the decision they have to plan and then develop a plan for their community, not when the state tells them they have to plan.
But environmental groups, the Wisconsin Towns Association, and the Realtors Association all support the planning mandate and want legislators to reinstate it. Tom Larson of the Realtors Association says scrapping smart growth will result in cutting the public out of the planning process. He says the law guarantees landowners a say in how rapidly a community will grow.
It takes planning from the back rooms of village boards and town halls and puts it kind of front and center under the microscope for the public to see. It creates opportunities for the public to participate, requires public notice and public hearings anytime the plan is adopted or amended.
Environmental groups worry that without the mandate and the funds to support it, many rural towns that have no zoning rules will ignore planning and the result will be sprawl. This year, the state could only fund half of the $5 million in grant requests for planning assistance it got. With the state program now eliminated, that leaves many communities that have begun planning without the funds they need to finish. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.